accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, hello, everybody. It's another Sunday after a few where we missed. Or we missed how many in a row? One or two? Just one. Got busy. Had a real busy weekend this weekend. Kind of crazy. But all came together. I'm just tired as heck, I'll tell you that. We had to start out Friday night going to Envy, a couple of us. And maybe had a little bit too much to drink.
Actually, I didn't think you were that bad at Envy. Why?
When you give me shots, it really messes me up the next day.
We only did a couple shots, didn't we?
That's all it takes.
I'll call my investigator.
No, we only really did two shots, I think.
That was it.
Yeah, but it's just...
How much did you have to drink before you got there?
He didn't even have a beer before we left. Oh, wait, no, you had one beer.
No, I had one beer, and then I was done. Yeah,
that was it, and then you just didn't... You said maybe you drank that when we went out.
I'm just not a drinker lately. I don't know what it is. I did last night, though, too.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you don't have to drink.
And then last night, we had Buffalo Gay Bingo, and it was wonderful to have the family there.
It was fun, yeah.
We had a great time.
God.
The gays need to know how to make everything more fun. I mean, as most of you know, I volunteer there, and they came with Slave Wayne to have some fun and support what's going on down there, the cause, which is all the money goes for HIV and AIDS funds of multiple kinds. And we give a lot of money out to a lot of different groups, whoever basically needs it, which is wonderful.
Yeah, very much. That's excellent.
Because nobody, if we don't give the money away to our bingo players, we give it away to the community. There's nothing held back. There's nothing kept.
We met some crazy people, eh?
Yeah.
We were sitting there with these
women,
straight women.
All these straight women.
And they were gay bingo virgins. And yep. Slave Wayne, I don't know what his thought was after it was all done. I don't think he'd ever been to a gay bingo like that.
He wasn't sure. He thought it was the Twilight Zone.
So did I.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting there with this woman. Slave Wayne decides that he can't play all his cards, so he gives me one of his cards.
No, really?
So now yeah. I've got my own plus another one. Then the woman beside me missing numbers like crazy, so I'm fucking dobbing her. She's trying to dob all mine.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. And then you come up and say, oh, I'm, you know, it's 50 Shades of Gay next theme. And, well, we're going to bring the paddles and we're going to bring the cross. And ha-ha, and you're talking about it. She says to me, she goes, is that your friend? I said, you could say that.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. She's like, oh, what's he talking about? And I said, well, let me put it this way. All the stuff in that books, in those books, well, I've not read much of it, she says. I said, I'm going to tell you something. That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Just like that. And the other one said something about rope, or you said something about rope, or I said something. She says, rope, color, what color rope? I said, it's not.
Wow, she has done some reading.
I said, it's not the color of the rope that you need to worry about. And I said, you want a hemp rather than a nylon. So that way, when you start to sweat, it shrinks, it gets tighter rather than looser. And the look on her face, she went white.
Yeah.
Like white, she went, oh my God, these people really know what they're talking about.
Well, to explain one thing, too, I mean, we do this gay bingo. It's currently, we're looking for even a larger place because we sell out every month.
You should.
We can't find a larger place. It's the largest that's available right now.
Well, can't you get like a theater won't work.
Well, we've had offers to rent halls out, like the, which is a ways out in Cheektowaga, anyway, if you know Western New York.
I don't really, but...
The Polish Falcons has offered to rent us their hall.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the advantage with these churches is they don't charge us any rent.
Good.
So if we have to, if we have to pay rent of $500 or $1,000 a night... To do this, there goes our profit. It just doesn't. So we're better off having less people in a free facility than having 100 more, but then having to pay $1,000 to get it done.
It was funny because when we walked up, it was 6:30, 25 to 7 when we got there, and there had to be 30 people waiting in line outside.
Yeah.
And we walked up, and I'm like, Mark, we're not waiting in this line.
No, you're too.
So we just walked by them, and all these people are giving us looks, and then the big guy, he's like, oh, he screams out the door, did you guys get stuck on the border? Come on in, come on in. He wrecks us in, and everyone's just like, who the fuck are they? They're giving us these really dirty looks, eh?
Then we got busted with our booze bag.
Yeah.
Damn Canadians trying to bring booze into a church.
That.
You got to explain, this is all done in a church, too. It happens to be done right now at Westminster Church, which, if anybody knows the history of Westminster, they have world-renowned choir that performs and rehearses there that, I mean, I would not even bother auditioning for, and I've sang for some really good choirs. I mean, that's how great they are. But now I heard things. As soon as it came up, the 50 Shades of Gay, I must have had, because everyone knows me because I volunteer there, I had so many people go, so you're bringing stuff? So you're going to bring stuff? And then everybody, then it got to the point where so-and-so says, we got to talk to you about bringing some stuff. And it was like, yeah, what are you going to bring? I says, what would you like? And then somebody next to us, and I think it was somebody straight, was like, are they really okay with all this? You know, it is a church. And I says, you've been sitting through half of this game, and you've heard drag queens
called cunts
and bitches. And yeah, they're okay with it. They know it's good.
B8, who did she eat?
Yeah. So anyway, it is definitely a lot of fun. And if you ever are in the area and get a chance to go to Buffalo Gay Bingo, go to it. The only thing close I was ever to was actually in Toronto, and it was at a bar that was way on the end of church, 501, thank you.
The window show.
Yes.
With Bunny LeBlanc calling bingo.
And didn't they do it on Sundays or something, too?
Saturdays afternoon.
Yes, it was like
Sunday.
Early.
Yeah.
Yep. When my first boyfriend, we used to go to Toronto a lot, we'd always make sure we caught that her bingo at least one of the times. And it was just, because she's the only one that I knew that, is she still around Toronto, or?
Yes. Yeah.
She was the only one I knew that called the numbers like they do there, where they had she had this whole list of course, 069, and I can't even remember all of them.
So there's a few I wasn't getting.
66, so. Clickety click.
Yeah.
So there was B2.
B2. Just because of the way it sounds.
B2.
Yeah,
who
is that? What other Bs were they? B8.
Yeah.
The
who did she eat?
Blah, 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 blah.
B, how
10.
Many?
No.
B12.
Well, B11, and she grabbed pom-poms and was flipping them around.
What was the one 3 inches from the floor?
Oh, B10.
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 The dick.
10 inches from the floor.
Yeah.
And then, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it's an interesting thing, because now, I mean, we attract, and you probably saw this, so I didn't see the show of hands this weekend, but it's something that it's generally, I would say 60-70% straight people.
It was more than that.
Or if not more.
It was. I watched because they had everybody put their hands
it's
up.
It's really neat because when we started that out, I mean, it was mainly gays that came.
It's too gay
we didn't
for gay
sell
people.
Out. And
it's too gay
no,
for gays.
No, the straight people love it, especially the old ladies. And it just proves a point. They're all dirty old ladies.
Oh,
they all
Wayne's.
Love that shit.
Sleep when he's got them all. He's putting them in there in order. B1, singular sensation.
Yeah.
He's got them all in there.
But so that should be interesting. It turns out next month the family won't be there because...
Well, you know what?
Sir Mark, maybe Master, but Sir Mark is going to be somewhere else.
I'm going to be in Toronto singing Lady Gaga.
So she'll be singing about, or he'll be singing about whips and chains and all that stuff. But
so, yeah, you know what? Why don't we rip up your carpet that weekend?
We possibly could. Well, if we go out Saturday night, we won't be ripping it up Sunday. That's
well,
for sure.
Do Saturday in the day.
Who's going to be our driver? We have to have a driver. If you and I go out.
For bingo.
After bingo.
Yeah, all right, we'll have to discuss this.
Maybe we can get Pup Ace to come down, and he can be our driver.
No, he's coming down for the event of the 26th.
Oh, the weekend after that. Yeah, we can talk about that now. Envy, we have another event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll cover a little bit of news and then get
into
some stuff.
We are doing something. Well, actually, you go ahead, Envy. Yeah.
No, go.
No.
No, you know what we're doing.
Well, I do, too. So we have something special at this Envy.
Yes, we're going to have a boot black there.
We're going to have a boot, and hopefully he's going to be a permanent boot black for us. We're not quite sure yet.
It's Mr. 2012
2010
Northbound leather boot black.
Yep, Shane.
Shane is his name.
So Shane's going to pop on down, and you're doing something for the house and for the bar. Well, it's for here, but we're going to let the bar use it.
Right.
Which is build a
boot black box.
Boot black box. And you had a really cool idea with that.
I mean, they used to call them, shoeshine boxes. And it used to be in the old days. Shoeshine Boys would have a shoeshine box.
I like boys.
And it is funny, though. I do. You know
what? Say that how many times
in the Shoeshine Boys? Shoeshine.
You know, as I was remembering, which is hilarious, I remember being in the Cub Scouts when I was a little kid, and that's one of the projects we could do for a pin was build a shoeshine box. And
really?
I built one. And that was, I must have been like 10 years old
wow.
with my dad. We built a shoeshine box.
Well, you had to have
it
proper
was crazy.
You know, properly shined shoes.
Well, they did teach those things.
Shine shoes. Shine shoes.
No, they actually did. I mean, I think they still do in the good Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
I know what you're going to do for gay bingo. You're going to bring those stocks, and you're going to put one of the card sellers in them. So they'll
yes.
walk around with the cards like this.
That'd be hitting somebody
yes.
the whole time. Oh, so it's
snacks. Yeah, we'll have some fun with all of that.
Oh, shit.
But we are going to.
You know, we'll bring Slave Wayne down. He can be our driver.
Wait a minute.
He liked it.
Yes, but.
What?
It's really not fair that you guys get to drink all the time and then the one who like to drink too can't.
He doesn't not get to drink all the time, sir.
He had drinks last night.
Yeah. I did
He's
too.
He's a slave. He does what we tell him. That's all there's to it. Well, you're abandoning me and taking off.
Yeah.
No, actually, my plans were arranged way before.
And I had nothing
to do with that. It was a gift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like you would, if it wasn't a gift, you would change, and you had the opportunity to go to Lady Gaga.
It's
or
fucking
go to
Lady
Bingo.
Gaga. Excuse me, the queen of the fags.
Thank you.
Hello.
So then, hello.
The yeah. queen of the fags. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We have a
did
queen
you,
now.
That reminds me. Did you recently see now, and it was on, I
That's
forget.
Brutal.
I can't find it on a website, but I remember getting a blurb on it, and I don't know where it came from, but there's some, you know, Lady Gaga has her campaign, of course, Born This Way, which is her anti-bullying, and there's some other artist like her that also has the same type of campaign for, has her own campaign against anti-bullying.
Who?
I forget her name, and she's someone else that's very popular. That's one of the divas. Name some of the other divas, if you could, Sir Mark.
Mariah Carey?
It is Mariah Carey, I think. I think it's her. And now the two are bitching because each of their peoples, you know, the Lady Gaga has her animals, she calls them?
Monsters.
Her monsters, and this other ones are like bad-mouthing each other. Because, you know, you shouldn't be supporting Lady Gaga. You should be supporting whoever the other one. I think it was Mariah Carey.
Well, the two of them
really,
should do a big concert
and they're really
together.
Getting
and
nasty
really
about
and like,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. That's what they should do. I
but
watch that.
Many don't realize one of the things Lady Gaga does at every concert is she gives like 20%. It's like set up. It's either 10 or 20% of everything that she makes goes to her anti-bullying campaign.
And she goes around
Plus,
the city
yes.
and grabs people that are on the street, feeds them, clothes them, washes them up, and brings them to the
brings
concert
them to the
and
show.
Give them a good night.
And they have like a special section that's like right next to the stage.
Let's just show them all what they can't possibly have and then throw them back out in the streets the next day. That's a great idea.
No, it's not that.
Because she also gives all kinds to like the local, and in the case when she was in Buffalo, she did that, and then she gave a bunch of money to the local food pantry as well after that to help them out. But she also does it if you dress up. Doesn't she go out and send her people go out and pick out the best dressed monsters, and they get like special VIP seating and all this crap?
Well, she's got, at one point during her show, she's got this big stick with the light and stuff, and she they turn all the lights off, and she shines in the audience and sees who's dressed weird and stuff, and she mentions their names and stuff.
Wow.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
it's very
is.
Interesting, actually. She's a good girl.
She's an interesting lady. I saw a little special on how her touring, when she tours, she brings basically her apartment along with her, and they set it up outside. I mean, it's like her couch, her TV, her everything from her.
If you're on the road 200 days
her.
A week,
right.
or a year, excuse me.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know what? I would want the same thing. You got to have some sort of normality, or you're going to just fucking burn out.
Well, she writes all the time, too. So I have one of the DVDs. The way it's set up, like you were saying, she's got her living room area, and she's got her recording stuff and all her pictures, and she's got an old 50s fridge.
Yes.
That she likes, and she's got all these family pictures and postcards.
Well, honestly, who it reminded me of when I saw her apartment and all in this, that she moves around, I was looking for Rachel Ray to come out of the corner.
I don't know what that is.
Rachel Ray is on the Food Network. She does the 20-minute meals. She has her own TV show, and she has all 50s appliances and all in this, and kind of gave you that look. So anyway, it looks like we're about to take a break. I'm going to post something funny online so you guys can look at it when we're on break, and then we'll come right back.